Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Lucky here. It's the Pat and JT podcast.
Pat and JT podcast.
Well, welcome to springtime. It's not going to get cold again until next winter. I'm calling that out. Pat got up and saw a shadow this morning, so winter is over.
I don't get it. I walked outside with the dogs. 6 o'clock. I don't know. Birds were singing loud.
Yeah.
Like, it's spring. Like, they're just like, oh my God. And I'm like, they weren't here yesterday. I don't know.
Some geese coming in hot in the parking lot this morning to start nesting again. It's like, dude, just keep those eggs in there for a little bit longer. I think got a minute, but
I don't get it. I haven't looked. Did it get like 70 yesterday?
I don't. Probably.
It was nice.
I know. And it's supposed to be like mid-70s this weekend. I mean, it's awesome. Like,
this is insane.
What do they call this? Is it Chamber of Commerce weather?
No, they call this a trick because it's going to be 35 next Wednesday.
Yeah, they used to call it. They used to call it something else a long time ago, but we can't say that anymore.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, 73 on Monday, and next Tuesday 75, then Wednesday 35.
35?
Yeah.
Holy cow! Okay.
With a chance for frozen mix. So it's going to be 50s, 60s, 70s, 35. And then it'll go back up in the 40s and 50s.
We need to get Nebraska weather on some Zoloft. Level her out a little bit. Keep her not too high of highs, not too low of lows.
Crazy.
Just 500 milligrams. She'd be fine.
Just crazy, right? Yeah, I'm like, I look outside, and again, the birds are going crazy. The grass is greening up. Stuff starting to pop out of the ground. Just stop. It's all nuts. Everything's nuts. Everything's nuts. You know what? The whole world's gone crazy. And no, I know people have said that before. Beyonce just drops a country song and it's immediately not, it breaks at number one. How?
I don't know.
I'm sorry. Garth Brooks couldn't do that every time.
Right. I don't even know. Like, is it still based on like the most sales of a single, whatever? Because if that's the case, that's impossible.
That's how they get New York best-selling authors, because then they buy all their own books.
Yeah.
Like, their own publisher buys all their books, and then lo and behold, I'm a best-selling author because somebody bought all my books. Oh, I have all these books for gifts now.
Oh, you know? No. Everybody, you get a book, and you get a book, and you get a book.
It's all BS. It means nothing, except then you have it. It gives you credibility. Now you have authority because now you can say, I'm a best-selling author. I'm a number one country song. So I'm a country artist out. No, you're not. You're not. That's why she was at the award show the other night with her country lid on.
I saw people talk about that online. I didn't see it, but I figured you had some thoughts.
Just stop. I just love
people that do, and not Beyonce aside, people that like go to a party or go to something to with a certain group of people and they instantly transform and dress like that. Like people that, you know what I mean? It's just funny. I don't know. I could never do that. It's cringy. It makes me uncomfortable. I mean, I get why Beyonce did it 100%, but either way, it's just,
they buy all the gear.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. It's like, if I went to not Chiefs is a bad example, but like a Giants game, and I all of a sudden I come out all merched up in Giants, if I got a tattoo, it's like, dude, calm down. You don't have to go 0 to 60. I know.
I guarantee she has Spurs.
Mm-hmm. Well, she's probably had Spurs for a long time.
Probably. There's nothing against. It's like people who aren't country can dress Western. You know, and there's a whole movement about that. There's a girl, whatever. She used to be a reporter, news person, but she's ranch raised. Courtney Dayhoff is her name. And she started this whole movement called Fancy Lady Cowgirl. And it's all about.
Sounds like a video title.
Right? Honestly, it probably could be. Fancy Lady Cowgirl is her hashtag. If you even go, you'll see all the stuff she has. And she is all about promoting wearing Western garb if you're not from the country. She wants people to feel like you absolutely can wear that. And what I just did, she would have been appalled. She would call me shaming somebody for embracing the Western lifestyle. It's like, she's not embracing shit. I'm just telling you right now, Courtney, that's not what Beyonce's doing. she's cashing in. So I'm just like,
yeah, right. People on Halloween, when kids dress up as a robot, they're not taking on the robot lifestyle. They're dressing up as in for Halloween.
There you go. Exactly. It's dress up.
Right.
But Courtney's like, that's okay. That's okay. Because it's still spread, you know, it's still exposing people to stuff they may not have seen, or, you know, wearing turquoise, or wearing, you know, whatever dusters, wearing hat, wearing boots, you know, all this other stuff. She wants to encourage that. She just had like this whole conference. It was like $1,000 for 3 days. And they had like, there was like 400 women that attended this thing. And
it's
across all spectrums of people who can't wear it in their day-to-day, maybe because of what they do professionally, but they just wanted to come because it's something that intrigues them and they want to find out more and all this. It's a weird movement. I mean, God bless her.
Like,
whatever.
It's like a furry convention that you can't be a furry 24/7, but God, for God's sakes, that one weekend at the CHI Center, you can wear the shit out of your tail. Right?
That's what it is.
But and like just, in music too, like I'm not hating on Beyonce, but like you can have what's, if people don't know, a crossover song. Like you make a song and it could be different formats, played on different types of playlists and radio stations, whatever. She could have just done a song and been like, oh, this is kind of a country song. Let's play it on country radio. And you didn't have to go all in and have people make fun of that fact. I'm sure
wear the white hat.
Yeah.
Right. She's got the white hat. But then you go to the video and she's like barely got clothes on. And then it's like, oh, so it's one of, okay.
Okay, I'm not mad.
But it's a real country. I mean, it's like it's got some real elements of old school country music to it. I was just listening to it this morning, and I'm just like, okay, but this did not just automatically debut at number one. This just did not. You paid for that.
You got to wait for 12 hours for it to sell 400 million, and then you can say that. We want you to wait 12 hours, Beyonce, before you claim that top spot.
Pay your dues, damn it.
Pay your dues. No one is an overnight sensation. You pay your dues. You wait your 12 hours. You wait tables for 12 hours, and then you can retire.
Wave your magic freaking wand, and all of a sudden you're number one. That's stupid. I'm like, dumb. So I'm just...
That's funny.
So, yeah. So that was the first thing I saw this morning.
Oh, great. So today should be a good day.
Which is crazy. And it's interesting. I know. It's like, God dang it. But it reminds me of, it's like, it's when somebody takes a turn on you, like you have, again, you present however you are and people have expectations the way somebody's going to be. Right. Mm-hmm. Like, again, the old thing, the thing I've said 1,000 times, you go through the drive-thru, you order a tea, you expect tea, you get Dr. Pepper, and it just throws your day off. And you have expectations. You turn on Beyonce. That's not what I expected.
Right.
It's not why. But then they'll say, well, what's wrong with branching out and being who you want? And then I think of Lil Nas X. He threw a real wrench in the system when he came out with his song. What was it called again? Old Town Road.
Yeah, Old Town Road.
Billy Ray Cyrus. Everybody was doing the dance. Everybody thought, you know, everybody just like, and the kids loved him. And he was doing his song. And it was all, you know, hee-hawing around on the stage. And it was fun. Next thing you know, he's doing a lap dance on Satan's lap. And you're like, what is that? Where did that come from? And the kids don't need to see that. Your audience, dude.
Yeah.
Why even start with Old Town Road if you're going to go there?
Yeah.
If Satan's on your list, why go to Old Town Road?
Can you imagine the Wiggles having Hot Potato and their next single be like Fire Ass and they're dancing
still
with Satan? Still called Hot Potato. Yeah. Still called Hot Potato. Hot Potato 2. And they're like, oh, this is going to be great. A follow-up to Hot Potato. What happened after they put that crazy potato down? Oh, no.
Not what I was expecting. Yes. Just stay in your lane, damn it. Uh-huh. Stop it. Miley Cyrus did it to us. Taylor did it to us. I don't know. But anyway, so there's my rant. Whatever.
We can all get through this together.
Just like, damn it, I didn't want to see that. Not right off the bat today. And I really don't have a whole hell of a lot of other stuff. I mean, the other stories that are out there, everybody's wondering, is Travis Kelce going to go to Australia to be with Taylor? It's like, why? She's going to be leaving shortly.
I asked Beth that last night. I'm like, why? I said, babe, if you were Taylor Swift, I would have been there right after the Super Bowl hanging out. Like, why isn't he there with his babe hanging out? I would be.
Exactly. I don't know why. What did he do in the meantime? What has he done?
He went all over. He's in Vegas.
He's just hanging out in Vegas, isn't he? I mean, that's just.
If you believe Twitter and Instagram all the time, then that's what he's just hanging out in Vegas. Which if Beth was working and I was off, and she'd be like, "You're in Vegas. You're not going to come hang with me."
What do you mean you're still in Vegas?
Yeah.
yeah, that would not fly real well. No. I don't think so.
It would not.
We'll see how that works while she's on her tour. If that's a question. See, that's kind of interesting because now she's working and he's not. She had been coming to all of his games.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now he's done for the year and putting the retirement rumors to rest. He's going to stay as long as the coach does, Andy Reid, right? So once Reid retires, he's out too. But until then, he stays. So it's like, well, I came to all your games. Where are you at all my concerts?
Yeah. I could see her saying, don't come. Like, it's too much. Like, just stay. And he'd be like, okay.
You would think that's what he would have told her about the football games.
You would think so. I mean, you would think it would go back both ways.
Just a little too much. I need to focus. But it worked out for him. But he's also got 11 other people playing the game with him, mm-hmm. right? Or 10? 10? It's 11, 10. Right? 11 on 10.
Yeah, 11 total, yeah.
And the officials. Oh, well, never mind. Anyway.
Did you see the video floating around? I saw it yesterday. I don't know when it came out, of Shaq talking to not Jason Kelce. Yeah, Jason Kelce.
Oh, no.
Because apparently, like last week, there was something out there that Jason Kelce is kind of regretting retiring and wants to, you know, he's not going to go back, but he's just thinking about it a lot. And Shaq, it was a really great clip. I'll have to try to find it and put it in the description. But it was just Shaq saying, from this point on, don't even think about it anymore. He's like, enjoy your retirement. Enjoy your family. I wish I did, because I left. I regretted it. I screwed up and I lost my family. And now I'm in a 100,000 square foot mansion by myself. He's like, enjoy mm-hmm. this time right now with your family. And it was like, it was really cool to hear Shaq say
Tom
that.
Brady too.
Right. Yeah. Just tell that. Yeah. Just keep rotating mm-hmm. chairs in that little interview thing. Like, okay, all right, Jason, thanks a lot. See ya. Who's next? Come on in. Hey, Tom, have a seat. Let's have a conversation.
Oh, that's exactly what Shaq just said.
Uh-huh.
Weird. Okay, writing that down. Okay. Those are just the high-profile ones we know about.
Right.
Because I'm sure there's other players, too, that don't have the big name recognition, that they bow out, and then it's like, dang.
Mm-hmm.
I bet I could have got on with this other team for one more year.
One more year.
One more. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yep. Understand. I understand. It's hard to let it go. But yeah, just move on, because the next thing could be even better.
Yeah. Right. And you have millions and millions and millions of dollars. You can literally do whatever you want to do.
You don't have that pressure. I know though, for people at that level, the competition factor in their heads is probably so different than the way it works.
Yeah.
For us regular folk. Even though you still have that, even for the regular guy, the little guy, we still, you know, when you leave one thing, you still have that, oh God, I wonder what if, you know, kind of things.
Yeah.
But I can't imagine.
He's done it all. Like if he has any what ifs, like has a ring, he has championships, he's got all this stuff.
And so. He's got the money behind him that he can allow himself to wonder what if, because there is no financial, I can't because I need that. I need to keep making money.
Yeah.
You could literally, he could drop doing everything he's doing and just go back to working out and trying to get back in. Yeah, that'd be crazy. But
yeah.
No, enjoy what you got, dude.
Yeah, seriously.
Enjoy what you got.
Seriously.
Hanging outside the suites with your shirt off and drinking beer and yelling at people and
tearing it up and not have to worry about going to workouts or meetings. I mean, dude,
yes!
Live your life.
And actually, I was talking to somebody yesterday. So what's the biggest change from the way things used to be, the way things are now? And I said, I don't own an alarm clock. I haven't had an alarm for 5 years.
That's big change number one.
That was huge, because this girl is not a morning girl.
which is highly ironic.
And over half my life was morning girl.
Yeah.
Like, stop it. So that's been that's the first thing, the glaring difference. Hard to give that one up.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. Anywho, I haven't thanked Centris Federal Credit Union yet.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Centris.
They are our partners, maybe for life. I don't know. We're going to see how this works out. But they are certainly pretty awesome. And they've got some great things going on their website. Super user friendly, a lot of resources there. One of the things you'll find on there is, if you're thinking about any kind of renovations, and with the stupid weather, I'm sure a lot of people are itching to start doing some stuff to their house or their garden. Just hold off just for a little bit longer. But they could help you out, maybe with a home equity loan or a line of credit. And it could be the way to, you know, kind of make a smart, I guess, investment on two fronts. It'd be a win-win situation. They can explain all the details. Federally insured NCUA, equal housing lender.
And they're here in town, so you can go ahead and have them explain it to you in person. Just go to centrisfcu.org, find a location, or 402-334-7000.
Exactly right.
Hit them up.
So there you go.
All right, guys. Rate, review, subscribe to this masterpiece. We appreciate it. Share it with your friends and family. Have a great day.
Podcast, a Huda Media production.